Books and Arts. New fiction, A Swan's Song, Peter Carey's delightful double story, The Chemistry of Tears by Peter Carey.
Few writers manage so consistently and delightfully as Peter Carey to conjure wondrous scenes populated with idiosyncratic yet credible characters. The Chemistry of Tears, Mr. Carey's 12th novel, does not disappoint. As it opens, Catherine Gehrig, a conservator of clocks at a London museum, learns that her colleague and secret lover of 13 years has died. To comfort her in her grief, she is assigned a new project to reconstruct a fantastical 19th century clockwork swan. Mr. Carey loves grand projects and intricate crafts. In Oscar and Lucinda, which won the Booker Prize in 1988, he follows an extraordinary glass and iron church downriver to its final destination. The art of forgery pervades Parrot and Olivia in America. In The Chemistry of Tears, the inner workings of a clock's reliable tick-tock contrast with the ultimate betrayal of human flesh. Two stories intertwine. One strand, set in 2010, follows Catherine, an oddly elegant tall woman with seaweed hair. She muses on her lover's fate, trapped beneath the earth, all his beauty turned into a factory, producing methane, carbon dioxide, rotten egg gas, ammonia. She drinks vodka and rages at the weather. Hail and hate, the entire back garden stoned to death. A second narrative traces the clock's original manufacture. Henry Brandling, a sorrowful rich Englishman, travels to Germany to commission a mechanical marvel so wondrous it will raise his consumptive son from his sickbed. Henry's story, scrawled in 11 notebooks, comforts Catherine as her lover can no longer. Yet as she reads and works, the distinction between the animate and inanimate blur. She brings Henry's preening swan to life, but eradicates the afterlife of her adultery, the email trail between her and her lover. I deleted forever the celestial light through the pine forest behind Walberswick, the heath at Dunwich in full flower. She lingers over his final email, I kiss your toes, sent hours before he died. Mr. Carey is one of the finest living writers in English. His best books satisfy both intellectually and emotionally. He is lyrical, yet never forgets the imperative to entertain. His fault as a novelist is that at times he is too enamoured of his constructs and risks losing the reader. The Chemistry of Tears is a shorter and less ambitious book than some of his earlier works, but a wholly enjoyable journey.